Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, it's Dr. Louise Sanders. I could be a doctor, you don't know. You can't prove I'm not a doctor. If doctor stands for dreamy... You've got me, I'm not a doctor! What have I been up to? Well, I've been trying to heal my inner ear. just when you thought I couldn't get any sexier. Just when you thought I couldn't get any sexier, I tell you, I've been trying to heal my inner ear. Wow, wow, wow. The girl with it all, I suppose. I think I'm going to meet my husband tonight at a party. Just sort of got a feeling. I've been wearing a ring on my engagement finger, and I think that's what's been holding me back. People think, she must be taken. A girl like that on the shelf? The only thing is, when I put the ring on my other fingers, it makes them look like a sausage. So it's like, would you prefer to have a woman that may be married or a woman with sausage fingers? You know, it's one of life's big mysteries. But yeah, I'm going to a little party tonight. That's where I'm at. And just still finishing my book. Got back into skating. That's been really fun, actually. Very happy to talk to Freya Parker today, actually. We were going to go skateboarding after. Just two older women learning how to skateboard. Nothing wrong with that, as far as I can tell. I can skateboard a bit, actually. But I forgot I've booked myself in for balayage. So no skateboarding here. Well, look, it's lovely to have you here with me. Let's get into what I'm calling a podcast. Oh, podcasting.
Ouch.
That's lovely stuff. We are filming this just in case. It's the new world, isn't it?
That everybody's doing it.
And you said you've got to be topless, didn't you?
Yes.
And
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Most of the work that you get, isn't it? It's topless stuff.
It's nude work. Do you know, there is actually a porn actress called Freya Parker.
Wow.
And I recently, you know, IMDb, I suddenly saw a credit on there that was something like, you know, like, anal fun in the castle, 10, bitches. And I was like, oh my God. So I had to email them being like, oh, it's not me.
Oh, they put that on your
credit? They put
credit?
It on my IMDb.
Wow.
So it was stuff like, Josh, BBC Three, Anal Sluts 10. I was like, God, please, please. Because just glancing at it, it does say Freya Parker as herself.
Yeah. And Anal Sluts, right?
Yeah, Anal Sluts in the Castle. Yeah, so...
Roll on the sequel.
yeah. Look, you got to take it where you can get it, okay?
Well, yeah, acting is up and down, so, you know, do
you
take
know
what you can.
And I am I'm known for my versatility, so...
How much would you do a porno for? Got a clap?
It'd have to be quite a lot. A million. A million. That's my price. Yeah. Wow, there it is.
There it is, and there, just like that. So get in touch if you've got a cool mil.
Yeah.
And would you do front or back for that or both?
I'll do whatever for that price.
For a mil. I wonder if it's tax free.
It will, because I'll make sure we film it at Fort Boyard.
What?
In the middle of the sea. Oh,
yeah. slip yourself in here.
International waters only.
Oh, lovely. What have you been up to then?
I've been working, I've been gigging, and I've been trying. Every year, one of my resolutions, always the same, learn to juggle.
Expecting.
Make peace with myself. Nah. I will be forever at war with myself. Nah, I've given up. I'm not going to meditate. I'm just not going to do any of that stuff. Yeah, so it's fine. Why set yourself up for bitter disappointment?
And yet here we are.
And yet I can juggle silks now, like little bits of fabric because it's slow. But I want to be able to juggle the balls.
Yeah, the satsumas.
The satsumas. I want a legit party trick.
Mm. Oh yeah, party tricks good, I suppose.
Yeah.
And the anal thing, just not cutting it in all of the scenes.
People don't want to see it. They don't want to see it. It's hard to ever get the sort of vibe right for that.
Yes, it's
and believe me, I've tried.
Yeah, family parties, it's a bit of a no-no.
Yeah. It's like, support. Are you going to support me or not? Clearly not.
Yes, yeah.
So I've been trying to do that a little bit.
Juggling,
yeah. But it's hard. I haven't just been doing that.
No, we're going to go skateboarding, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm so excited to finally live out my teenage dream.
Yeah, I'll be whizzing round the estate. Maybe we could get Luke to drive and pull us on the back of the car. That's quite fun.
Yeah, or just sort of shout encouragement. Mm. Be like one of the support vehicles when people do the Tour de France.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need a support system. We need a trainer. Mm. Any trainers available, please drop us a line.
I want to do the thing they do on the longboard. My longboard isn't big enough, first world problems, but it's like, I want to dance on it, but I think you've got to have a bigger one.
Yeah, mine's just a chubby skateboard. Mm. It is a longboard, but it's not one of your like California.
Yeah, beautiful. I got it for free, so I can't really complain. But,
yeah.
You know, they saw me, they thought perfect for the brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's long.
You know, she's long, she's strong. She loves wonton soup. No such thing as a free hug. There is, actually. Hello? Are you ready for the touch quiz?
Yeah.
As ready as you'll ever be.
Mm.
Five questions to guess what I'm thinking about touching now, and it's not rude.
Okay, yeah. Is it alive?
No.
Well, I've got no idea then.
Touch quiz over.
Second question, going to be done.
The thing that uses it is alive. So the thing isn't alive, but the thing that uses it is alive.
Is it a useful item?
Well, it depends if you've got a different item. It's like, it's useful if you've got these things or this thing.
Is it a radiator cleaner?
No.
No.
I love that enthusiasm and confidence.
And did you like the mime as well? That was almost...
Yeah.
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 Something else.
To your IMDb.
Yeah. How is that two questions, three questions?
Yeah, I think it's two, yeah.
That was two. Is it something that a lot of people own?
Well, you would own this thing if you had a cat. There's a clue.
Is it one of those cat jungles?
No.
Is it?
But good, lovely guess.
Oh,
you're irrepressible today.
Yeah. Throw a bucket of cold water in my face. Is it?
Everyone's guessing away at home, I imagine.
Oh, they're going absolutely bloody mad. Oh, it's obvious,
shouting
you dumb bitch.
Yeah, shouting at you, dumb bitch. You fucking dumb.
Stupid cow.
What's wrong with you?
I want to smash this one. God, why did you get her on as guest? Really killed the vibe.
Cuddle, clap.
Cuddle, who? Is it just like a fluffy cat toy?
No. It's quite useful for the cat, certainly, and also for the owner.
Litter tray.
Ooh, lovely guess, but not quite right, Freya. I'm going to have to push you for your last.
Why would you want your hands in there? Last question.
I'll try and give you a clue. It's sort of like, I guess we've got a human version of these, which is a lot. No, I don't think we have exactly, but we kind of have. For the cat, it means freedom. For the owner, it means not getting up as much.
Is it a timed cat feeder?
Oh, it's a lovely guess, but I'm going to have to say fuck you and your choices because it is actually a cat flap.
I was going to say cat flap.
Oh, you didn't know.
I was going to say cat flap.
I didn't hear you say cat flap.
My back door used to have a cat flap, and I'm gonna level with you now, Lou. Mm, slightly scared of cats.
Don't defend yourself.
Some cats. Oh. So my back door used to have a cat flap, and I was so anxious that one would get in.
Oh, yeah.
Gaffer taped it shut.
Ooh.
It looked mad. Mm. People would come around and I'd have to be like, oh, it's because I'm... Yeah. And then you're like, because I'm scared of cats, so like you can't pull it back. So in the end, one of my neighbours had a cat and we swapped back doors.
Oh my God.
We were like, wonder how easy this thing is to get off. And then we just went, pop. And we were like,
no.
Try yours. And we went, pop. And then we just swapped keys.
That's bad for bug. I mean,
Good for you.
It's a real gap in the security system for sure.
You can just pop the door.
You can just, this guy went, oh, I wonder, oh, as light as a feather.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
That's community. And that's community.
And that's community. A lot of cat flaps have a lock, so they can't get in. You've got four different settings, certainly on mine. Mine's in my bedroom.
What's the turbo? Rocket launcher.
Eject.
Out the airlock. Meow.
Meow, meow. Yeah, but it's in my bedroom door. It's not on the main door.
It's on your bedroom door.
Because you've got to keep the heat in. And then
got to keep the cats in.
Got to keep the cats in and out, whatever they like.
But right, right.
Then I spray painted it, and that was, I tried to do it nicely with gaffer tape and stuff, but it's never going to work, me spray painting something.
Yeah.
So then I turned it into a bit of an art installation.
Sure.
Dripping gold paint, you know, blue, pink, spray painted.
That's nice.
A lot of people think it looks mad, but it goes with the decor of the flat.
Does it go with the cats?
Yeah, urban cats.
Yeah, well then fine.
Yeah. Yeah, they're London boys. Five questions.
Yes.
Quite agree. Are you ready for the quick fire round?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Freya Parker.
Yes.
Question one. Do you ever wear a parka?
In my past, yeah. Not currently.
Oh, growing up a little bit.
You know, working on the brand.
Mm. You've got a lovely, and I think it's worth adding to the podcast.
Thank you.
Lovely jacket.
Thank you. And I don't know if the cameras can pick that up, but...
But tell me what happened when you bought it, because you were just telling me before.
So I was just at a little vintage market.
Of course.
Up north, so affordable.
Oh, yeah.
And saw this little fake leopard jacket. Was like...
Not real leopard.
No, it's not real. It's not real. Not real. Skin's too thin for me.
Yeah,
I like a bit of fluff, and that's the only reason. That's the only reason I'm not wearing real leopard. Popped it on, and it fit like so much like a glove that the people on the stall gasped. I mean, I bet they gasped. I bet that a guy tried a bomber jacket on 20 minutes later, and they went, because I'm a small guy.
Mm.
So when anything fits, everybody gasps.
Yeah, everyone claps and jumps in the air.
And for £25, I thought, wow. I have to have it.
It's a head turner.
It's a head turner from the 60s. So thank you so much to the previous owner.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Do you know, when I saw you, I thought I wanted to gasp.
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Why isn't that mine?
Imagine you had a daughter. Would you go to prison for your daughter? She did the crime, but would you do the time?
It really would depend on the crime.
I thought you were going to say it really would depend on the
kid. It would depend on the daughter. Is it my fave? I think if it was something unspeakable, just for my own PR, I'd have to distance myself.
Yeah.
But something that was maybe minor would be in a low security prison.
Mm. Knives, maybe. Drugs, etc.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. I just, treat it as me time.
Mm, gorgeous.
Just get some writing done, you know?
Yes.
Just the ultimate writing retreat. Yeah.
Would you trust a doctor called Dr. Hanky Panky and a bit of spanky?
It depends if it was like Dr. HP,
yeah,
then spanky spanky at the end.
Yeah.
So if I didn't know about the HP stuff.
Yeah.
But if I sort of was in his office telling him something very personal, and then I looked up at his medical certificate, then I might be like, oh, I've got an urgent call, I've got to take this, and then I'd just leave.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great answers.
Thank you.
And quite good questions, would you say?
I would actually.
Look, this is a podcast you can take to work in a way. Eric, all this time you've been talking and we could have been hugging. Cuddle thee or cuddle plum next.
Mm.
Mm. And by that I mean, how do you feel about cuddling?
I love it.
Do you?
Not from anyone.
No.
There's got to be consent involved.
Yes, got to be.
Got to be. But no, I love a cuddle.
Human touch.
Human touch.
Mm.
But never a fan. So a couple of my friends used to like nap together.
Okay.
And they'd like spoon each other.
Mm.
And I was always like, I'm not up for that.
Right. Did they try and incorporate you into the nap time?
They tried to get me in a thruple, okay? I'm a thruple survivor, okay?
I do nap with certain friends.
Yeah, okay.
It's got to be, they've got to be very good looking.
And they have to be absolutely nude, okay?
No, certain friends that you feel very... I think it's friends you've had for a long time.
Nap in the same room or the same bed?
Me and Brett will nap in a bed together.
Oh, I'd nap with Brett,
Hang on. Like a bridge over cuddled water. Well, it's time for Like a Bridge Over Cuddled Water.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll just sing a song, but with the lyrics, cuddle, cuddle, cuddle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, well, good luck getting it because I'm tone deaf.
You're going to be great. It's going to be so
more
good.
More nervous for me than it is for you. I'm on the line here.
Yeah, a lot of industry in the studio today, actually. It's quite packed full of record execs.
Oh, there you go.
Do you want me to ask them to turn... Lads, could you just turn around?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
So if, yeah, dicks to the wall, if you will. Okay.
Cuddle, 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 cuddle. Cuddle, cuddle.
Hang on, hang
on. Da 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 cuddle, cuddle, cuddle.
I think we might need to do a different song. It's too hard. Some of them are too hard. Okay.
I'm just going to look up famous songs.
Cuddle, 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 cuddle. Cuddle, cuddle, cuddle.
No, hang on.
Cuddle, 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 cuddle.
That's nothing like it.
Can I have a clue? Can I have the name of the song?
Okay, I might have to help you out here.
Yeah, okay.
When cuddle, cuddle, cuddle.
Be famous.
Yes!
Yeah.
Sometimes
it was so close.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough game for everyone.
Yeah.
The other one was Gold Digger, of course. Kanye.
Let's hear that again.
Cuddle, 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 cuddle.
Have you heard that? Have you heard that song?
Not recently.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, well, now she's asking. What health ailments have you got? Louise O'Hay might be able to fix them.
It's very snappy. Yeah. Well, thanks, Louise.
Have you got any health ailments? And I'll just tell you what's wrong with you emotionally and spiritually.
Oh, great. I feel like there'll be something in there. I've got tight hips.
Oh, no. The women, the ladies, the chicks.
Emotion in the hips. A lot of emotion in the hips.
I don't need to tell you.
Yeah. We've all read The Body Keeps the Score.
Oh, yeah.
Keeping that score day by
day. I've got the audiobook and I haven't listened to it all, but it's sort of like, I get the idea. Mm. Okay, hip problems.
Yeah.
Fear of going forward in major decisions. Nothing to move forward to, or feeling like you've got nothing to move to. It's not actually true.
Yeah, thank you for that second bit. Yeah.
So your mantra, as it were, I am in perfect balance. I move forward in life with ease and with joy at every age.
Aww.
Do you want to take a little picky of that?
Cha-ching. Got it.
Freya, take it seriously.
I think you missed out a bit of the quote here. It says hip, hip, hooray. Hip, hip, hooray. There is joy in every day. I'm balanced and free.
Is it really?
I'm in perfect balance. I move forward in life. Yeah.
Does it really? Well, that says hips, and then it says hip problems, and I don't have hip problems.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But, you know, carries the body forward. Yeah, so just take a picky of
all
that.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks. Do you know what? It says Hodgkin's disease a couple of doors down from that.
Mm.
I'd go to the doctor about that. I would go.
You would you?
I would probably see Mr. Hanky Panky. I would. I would actually. There we go. Got the pick. I wouldn't. Louise, love you. Love your work.
Well, she's dead, of course.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Of course.
In the end,
but lives on.
But let's look at death and see what you should be saying.
Shall we? If you've been diagnosed as dead, hip hip hooray.
Oh yeah, no, don't worry about that. It's just a case of me coming round and cuddling you and
hello.
Okay, how romantic are you? Do you mind me asking?
No, I love it. I'm very romantic.
You're married, very happily married.
I am. Yeah, yeah. No, I love it. I'm very romantic, very sentimental, very emotional. Person.
Very emotional, lovely. I love that.
Cry all the time.
Why not be?
Yeah.
I went to your wedding, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Lovely time. And I thought, you know, these kids, I think they're going to make it.
Yeah, I feel like we are.
And three years on.
Got married in the old times.
The olden days.
Back in the olden days of proximity.
Where the bridesmaid and the brooms could
get down and dirty after the wedding. What?
Lovely, yeah. I think you two have got good relationship. You don't see it a lot, do you?
At our age,
we're quite young. You
know? Yeah, just 21. Like it's a mad age to be married.
Yeah, 20, mad
21,
age.
21 months.
Yeah, still going for
like
it.
Like it's crazy.
Still going at each other.
But yeah, it's like day and night. Mm. I'm glad to come and do this podcast. To be honest, kind of bit of break from all the fucking. To be honest with you,
you want to look at that, Louisa?
Yeah, please.
Sauce.
Oh, too much fucking. Hip hip hooray. You're a romantic, aren't you?
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah.
Try and stop me. I love it. I love love. I love kissing.
Kissing's underrated, I think. Mm. Sometimes you have a snog, and also like a snog in public as an adult. It always feels like, can't believe it.
I say, watch me, and then I kiss him.
Watch me, assholes.
Watch us doing it. Yeah, so yeah, I'm romantic.
Have the cats seen you kiss anybody? Would you?
Do you know what? I think I've said this before, but I try not to bring myself off in front of the cats.
Love the word try in there.
Well, now I've got a cat flap, they can sometimes come in mid sort of, you know.
What, they walk in, they're like, oh, I'm out. Sorry, we'll knock next time.
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts.
Okay, what were your family like? Seems weird to go into that off the back of what.
Very nice. Got a very nice fam.
Very reasonable.
Very reasonable, personable, supportive, nice, normal people. Yeah, 10 out of 10, I'd say, for the fam.
Lovely mum.
Yeah, lovely mum, yeah. Mm. Top dogs.
You don't want to get too deep, do you?
No. Because the rest of them are dead. No, they are. They're very, very nice. Always, I think, politely baffled by everything that I do.
Oh, really?
For work.
Are there not artists in your family?
No, but they are creative. My mum is incredibly creative. She's one of those people who like goes into a shop and is like, that looks nice, and just goes home and can just make it.
No.
But she also like DIY mad, makes her own jewellery, really good potter, makes loads of pottery, did like a glass course, so does glass, like she's amazing.
Wow.
And I found years ago I found these like old watercolor paintings. Like she wanted to go to art school and her parents were like, no.
Aww.
I know, because it was sort of back then. So I think she probably would have been an artist person if she'd have been allowed.
That's really annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't that crazy that someone with so much talent, they'd just be like, no.
Yeah, especially the women. It was like, go to secretarial school.
Yeah.
When I invent my time machine.
And still less competition for the rest of us.
Yeah, you know what I mean? There's only a finite amount of room for women, as we know, and we'll be...
We like to take it and pull up the ladder. I'm joking. I like women. I actually don't mind them.
Yeah, do you know what? I've met quite a few now, and the ones that I've met, but very positive.
Yeah. Come on, let us in. Best, worst or weirdest cuddle, if you don't mind. If I can pry.
You can pry. I mean, animals are great. Mm. I've only held a rabbit once. Okay. And I remember it to this day. on tour with a play in Chichester.
Really? I only held a rabbit once. Is that the title of your next show?
It's actually the title of my new movie book deal. You signed me up for the movie and the book. It was huge, you know, like a huge rabbit. A huge moment, huge rabbit.
Yeah. You're only little, so any rabbit's quite big.
Yeah, normal size rabbit, that's like lifting a Shetland pony for me. But it sort of hooked me back. It was so big, it kind of hooked on.
Wow.
So I really, and it was like very, really fluffy, so really like fucking got in there.
And you can't get a rabbit now for a laugh?
I feel like rabbits should be outside. When someone says they've got a house rabbit, I'm like, do you mean that you've imprisoned a rabbit, is what you mean?
Yeah, but then foxes exist, so it's tricky.
You can't get near them, though, can you? Mm. Well, you did.
I did
day,
get near a fox,
To be fair to you.
And I'm going to carry around sandwiches for foxes.
Do they like, well, I guess they do like all.
Well, this one was beautiful, looked very healthy, and had a friend, someone in the heath, in the ponds, fed it every day. Mm-hmm. So it would come around about a certain time and very friendly.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to take over and that bitch is dead for the fox because I want to be the fox's best friend.
Where is the other person?
She just comes into the ponds for a swim. Actually, she sounds lovely. Maybe I'll befriend her and the fox.
Leave sandwiches for her.
Yeah.
And then she'll
pass it down.
Yeah.
Pay it back. Oh, I won't ask you again, but I'll tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alain de Botton. Alain de Botton wants to know, in what way do you think you're difficult to live with?
Wow. Well, I'm very controlling. I'm extremely controlling. No, I'm... I think I'm just a bit intense, I think.
Really?
I think in some ways...
I don't think you are. Well, I don't live with you. I lived with you in Edinburgh once.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm just quite.
I think quite. I'm very reasonable.
Do you think I'm reasonable?
Yeah, I think you're very reasonable.
Yeah,
I'll show that to your husband.
Could you actually?
Yeah. Please. Well, this is a nice one from Alan de Botton.
Oh yeah,
a very peppy one. When have you been at your lowest point in your life so far? So far,
Alan, you cheeky monkey.
Could get worse though. So just so far.
May I take you back to Edinburgh 2016?
Yes, you may.
When I got 2.5 stars from Chortle. Left me cold.
Was that Bennett. For your award-winning sketch show?
The year after. No, 2 years after. Oh, no, but it was 2015. That was pretty bad.
Was that you on your own?
No, that was Celeste and I.
He's mad. He's mad.
I mean, he's entitled to say whatever he wants. No, that was, that was not a great time. Mm. When you're just overwhelmed by... Because Edinburgh is a sort of pay-to-play game. Mm. And I remember walking through the meadows, the park kind of near where the theatres are, walking across there, suddenly being like, oh, God. You know, like in the film, like the camera's sort of spinning around me and I'm like, oh, God, you know, all the money I've spent to be here, all the time I've spent doing this and it's failed and I'm humiliated and embarrassed. Lol.
Cut to now you've got a script in with an American company.
Right.
Which you've been paid good money for.
Right.
And then you've got a script in with an English company, which you've been paid a lot less for.
Yes.
And then, you know, so shove that 2.5 stars up someone's ass.
Yeah.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
What is life all about?
It's short, and we have to try and enjoy it. Mm. That's the only thing we can do is try and survive and enjoy it.
You look very intense when you say that.
Yeah, fucking enjoy it, you fucking assholes.
If you don't start enjoying it, I'm going to strangle you.
I'm going to, and this is what
shorter than you think.
Yeah, I'm small, but I'm absolutely ripped. Okay,
absolutely. I've been working out my hands, my hands only.
What's life all about? It's just a series of, we just got to try and be excellent to each other.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'll bear it in mind.
Yeah, could, if you could.
Yeah, if you could start being nice to people. Okay, well, you could win, every guest on this show goes on a leaderboard and they can win the chance for a meet and greet with my kittens.
Mm-hmm.
The big one.
Yeah.
How do you think you've done?
Yeah, all right. I feel like some of my answers could have come quicker. They could have been more specific. You know, I'm going to be beating myself up all day about this.
You're quite near the top of the leaderboard. For
oh,
the
my
week,
yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah. Which means nothing because, of course, you can meet and greet them anytime you like. But, you know, yeah, you've got to have something, haven't you?
Well, lest we forget, I can fit through the cat flap.
Yeah.
Gooey.
Let's be
forget. Morning.
Freya, I'm bringing myself on.
Oh, sorry. Kittens, you should have warned me. What are you guys doing in here?
Cuddle calculator.
Okay, well, it's time for the cuddle calculator. So I just put all the information in.
Yep.
And then that just comes up with your cuddle type. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, Elon Musk has been trying to get hold of the
data.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. The M&S of cuddling. If M stands for more and S stands for squeezing and you end it with a please and... Oh, yeah, you're also very good at take things back.
I've got a very reasonable returns policy, yeah. I don't need to see the receipt.
The M&S of cuddling, well done.
Thank you so much.
No, it's not bad, actually.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm happy with that. Mm. It's classy, but it's not up itself,
yes.
I think. It's aspirational, yes. But it's not like Waitrose, where you're like, I'll never be Waitrose.
Yeah, it's you could do a weekly shop there.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And not
I shouldn't.
You shouldn't, but you could. Asparagus, etc.
Yeah, buy my asparagus, buy my fish.
Yeah.
And then slope back down to Aldi for the rest of my gear.
You got to.
Yeah, really got to.
But that was a lovely podcast. Thank you so much for coming to...
Thank you so much.
A lovely fair part. Can people see you doing comedy?
They can. I'm all over the shop and...
I'll get them out. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
See you at the council estate for a skateboard.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. We must.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So if you want to keep up with Freya, why wouldn't you? Then get to the council estate, but also follow her online, go to her website, freyaparker.com, and what she's doing is all on there. She's on Instagram. I am Freya Parker, all one word. And you won't believe this news, Justin. She's on Twitter at the same thing. I am Freya Parker. She is Freya Parker, and you can't prove otherwise. Love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.